Welcome to the December issue of Above Ground Testing, the podcast. That is Julie Andrews bringing us the sounds of the season. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. My name is Paul Gilbert. I am, of course, as always, your host for this edition of a podcast. And what has been my tradition in the couple of years I've been doing this podcast is to make a Christmas theme one close, of course, to Christmas, using music of the season, stories of the season, just to bring that flavor of Christmas to you. Well, instead of a number of carols, I want to concentrate on one carol for this edition. And I hope you're going to enjoy listening to it, and I'll be playing it in a few moments. But I just want to say a few words about it. William Booth, as you know, was the founder of the Salvation Army. He was born in Nottingham, England in 1829, and he became a Christian at a very young age, at the age of 13. And his desire was, as he said in his own writings, that God would have everything there is about William Booth. He later married a woman by the name of Catherine Mumford, and they spent a number of years as a Methodist minister, traveling around the country, being an evangelist, sharing the good news with others. One day in 1865, he found himself on the east end of London and began to preach to a crowd in the street. Outside the Blind Beggar pub, he began to speak, and that is really where many believe the Salvation Army started. He saw his desire to reach out to those that the church of his day were not reaching out towards. And so he began his mission, sharing the good news of the gospel with those that were the outcasts, the city of London, and regular community. But that's not the story you want to hear, although it is a marvelous story, and I hope that if you've ever want to know more about the Salvation Army, or indeed William Booth, hey, Wikipedia, type in William Booth, you'll discover all about him. But what I want to bring to your attention is that one song that is going to be featured in just a few moments, and that was a song called When Jesus Was Born in a Manger, and it is purported to be by many people that this was William Booth's favorite Christmas carol. It was written by a man by the name of John Lawley, who was a early convert to the Salvation Army. In fact, he was one of those very colorful characters that the Salvation Army in its early days attracted to the ministry. First of all, he began life as a farmer. His family was farmers, so he worked there. He later became an engine lad in the Bradford itself, in the Pullum Theater. He became a Christian. Later on, became a Christian mission evangelist. He was a songwriter. That's what he was better known as. He wrote a number of songs for the Salvation Army. And his role as a songwriter and his role of a singer came into play. And he spent a great deal of time touring with William Booth, doing the evangelistic work. In fact, it was often said that William Booth would say after his message, "And now John Lawley will sing you into the kingdom." And that is often what took place. But the song that I am going to share is the one that was called his favorite Christmas carol. It is said near the end of his life, William Booth remarked, "Oh, if I could only hear again dear old Lawley sing to save a poor sinner like me. And oh, if I could hear him say, 'General, there's a poor drunkard coming right from the back of the hall, he's coming to Jesus.' That would be the sweetest music I could hear." So William Booth enjoyed this song, and I hope you're going to enjoy the song. And this recording is a marvelous recording by a singer by the name of Lindsay. I hope you're going to sit back and just enjoy the words. And so, without me saying anything more, Let's enjoy Lindsay singing, "To Save a Poor Sinner Like Me." Thank you, Lindsay, for that wonderful rendition of the song, and I hope that you enjoyed it. The great words, the song, it's available from Christmas Memories, A Gift from the Salvation Army, the 2007 CD put out by the Salvation Army Canada at Christmas time. I really can't add anything more to that. All I can say to you is that you have yourself, truly, a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. I guess the next podcast will be coming up. Oh, I should point out that that is Lindsay's photograph in the notes, and I'll just say a few more things in the notes about the song itself, where if you want to get more information about it, you can write, and I hope you will write about it and find a little bit more about this marvelous song. I see I've gone over 10 minutes. This is, I guess, in comparison, a fairly short podcast, but I just wanted to get it to you so that you can enjoy Christmas. Look for a new podcast, of course, in 2008, the new year, and, well, if you want more information about the podcast, you can write me. The address is on the podcast homepage. You can visit the main website of Above Ground Testing, www.abovegroundtesting.com. You can write and share with me your stories by emailing me, abovegroundtesting@yahoo.com, and I hope to hear from you. You can, in the new year if you wish, you can share your... I'm always looking for people to share their MP3s, to share the photographs. I'm looking for you to share your creative work with me, and I'll be glad to host it and present it on this podcast or even in the website in the upcoming episodes of Above Ground Testing. So once again, thank you so much for sharing Christmas with me through this podcast. I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas again. Again, thanks for listening. You take care until we meet in the new year.